Hey, you want that to go?
Now it's time for some news takeouts on stories you're following this week. And the big story this week, of course, is Toyota. We got an apology, another apology from Toyota's president this morning.
Please believe me, we always customer first is first priority.
Akio Toyota also said Toyota will soon announce what steps it will take to address brake problems in its 2010 Prius model. They did not announce another recall, though. Toyota is also investigating possible brake problems with the Lexus hybrid. They haven't received any complaints about the car, they say, but they're looking into it because Lexus uses the same brake system as the Prius. Joining us now is Hiroko Tabuchi. She's the New York Times business reporter in Japan, and she was at the Toyota's president's press conference this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste.
Do we know why they're delaying calling for another recall on those 270,000 Prius models that could have possible brake problems?
Right, yes, that was a surprise to us. We had expected Mr. Toyota to announce a Prius recall, especially because of all the criticism and it was receiving in the States and of all the reports of brake malfunctions. But Mr. Toyota told us that Toyota was still looking into a lot of the reports it was receiving and that it had not yet found cause to recall. Issue a recall. It's not quite clear why Toyota is taking so long, especially because it has also received criticism for being very slow to move, to issue some of the recalls, for example, with the sticking pedals and also with the floor mats. And so, again, Toyota appeared to be dragging its feet, and I don't think that was a very good move on Toyota's part.
Well,
and
as
it was,
you
big surprise for us.
As you say, a lot of the criticism now is coming over the fact that Toyota has been secretive when problems have occurred, that they've fixed them, but haven't actually issued recalls when they know that some models out on the road had problems that they later had to fix. Have they made any comment about that?
Well, both Mr. Toyota and Toyota's head of quality, Mr. Sasaki, both said that Toyota had not was cooperating fully with U.S. Federal authorities and that it had not withheld information.
Do they make any comment about their reputation as a brand that stands for quality and safety? Did they make any comments about that?
Well, Mr. Toyota did tell us that he believed that quality was Toyota's lifeline and that he would put regaining public trust in the company even before profits.
And
so,
they also,
he did.
I was just going to say, they've also said that they're going to be looking into possible problems with the Lexus hybrid as well. Do we get any sense that there could be more announcements of further investigations on other models?
Well, the Lexus hybrid, together with a new model of hybrid, the Sai, which went on sale in Japan, they both use the same brake systems as the newest Prius, the 2010 model. And that's why Toyota is also looking into those models for possible brake problems. However, they told us today that they had yet to find any reports on brake problems in those two models.
Okay, Hiroko Tabuchi is the New York Times business reporter in Japan, speaking about Toyota's president who apologized this morning. It was the first time he'd apologized over the global recall, probably not the last. Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.